感谢主，早晨到这里来跟大家一同交通。
I'm very thankful that I can have fellowship with you here this morning.
每次到弟兄姊妹中间来，对我来说都是一个祝福。
Every time when we come into your midst, it's a blessing.
因为神在我们的心中总是显得这么宝贵和真实。
Because God always appears to be so precious and true in our hearts.
感谢主，我们虽然都是不同。
Yes, we may be different.
但是主耶稣却是一样的。
But the Lord in us is the same.
所以说到耶稣，我们的心大家都会喜乐。
And every time when we talk about the Lord, we rejoice.
今天我们要来看一个题目，叫做主耶稣说我们是世上的光。
This morning, I'd like to share with you the topic that Jesus said that we are the light of the world.
好，我们来读几处圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures together.
我们读约翰福音八章十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12。
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世上的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”这段话是主耶稣对许多人说的。
And this is the words that spoken by Jesus to many.
他说我是世界的光。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
虽然这世界有好像很多的光。
Yes, there may be many kinds of lights in this world.
但这些光对主来说都不是光，不是真光。
Yes, but these lights to the Lord was not true light.
真正的是生命的光。
The true light will be called the light of life.
所以主耶稣是世界所有人类心目中的光。
Therefore, Jesus is the light of the people in this world.
但是只要跟从主的才会得着这个
光。 But only those who follow the Lord will have this light.
我们若要这个光天天照耀我们，
If you want to have this light shine upon you,
必须要跟从这光。
You have to follow the light.
你就不会在黑暗里走。
Then you will not walk in darkness.
会走在光明中。
But you will walk in the light instead.
所以这里说到主耶稣是光，但是我们可以没有光。
Here it says, Jesus is that light, but we can be people that's without light.
所以我们要活在这光中，就是要跟随这光。
In order to live in the light, we have to follow the light.
好，下面我们读马太五章十四到十六。
Let's read Matthew 5, 14 to 16.
你们是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
城照在山上是不能隐藏的。
A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand. And to give light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
好，将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。这段圣经说到我们是世界的光。
And this passage tells us that we are the light of the world.
不只主耶稣是世界的光。
Not only Jesus is the light of the world.
他盼望神的儿女成为世界的光。
He also wants the children of his to become the light of the world.
所以他说用两个比喻，一个是城造在山上。
So he used two comparisons. One is that we are the city on the hill.
另外一个就是人点灯要放在灯台上。
The other one is we are light a lamp.
这就是这个教会在世上的一个表现。
These are the symbols of church in this world.
是城也是灯台。
That we are the city and we also are the light lamp.
但神的儿女必须是有耶稣基督的光才能照耀着世界。
Yeah, in order to shine in this world, we have to have the light of Jesus.
所以人看见我们，
so that when people see us,
就能归荣耀在天上的父。
They will give glory to Father in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前是有很重要的责任。
Therefore, you and I have this major responsibility.
我们不只得着这光，享受这光。
That we don't just have the light and enjoy the light itself.
我们要照耀这光出去。
But also we need to let the light shine forth.
好，还有一段圣经呢，是没有列在这个节目单上，我们来读一下。
And there's another passage which is not printed on the program sheet, but I'd like to read them.
是约翰福音第一章。
It's in the book of John, chapter 1.
第一章第四节到第九节
Verses 4 to 9
约翰福音第一章第四到第九节。
John chapter 1 verses 4 to 9.
好，我们一同来读。
Let's read them together.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
A light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.There came a man who was sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
在这里说到施洗约翰。
Here we talk about this man, John the Baptist.
他在这里有一个、很清楚的、话语是说到他不是那光。
He has made it clear that he wasn't that light.
他是因为得着了光。
But because he has obtained the light.
所以他是一个光的见证人。
So he is there to testify.
叫人看见了他。
So that when people see John,
就可以信。
They may believe
信这个生命之光
They may believe in the light of life
这才是真光
Because that is the true light
好我们、愿意来看一看这个世界的光到底是怎么样一回事
Let's take a look at the light of this world
我想、我们一般、对会对这个世界有很多光有一些的、知识
We may have knowledge of light in this world
这个神是光这件事在圣经里面、提到好多次
Bible repeatedly mentioned that God himself is light
神是物质的光的来源
He is the source
也是生命之光的来源
of all life including those of materials and life
所以在很多这些物质光的一些原则中我们也看见神是光的一些的原则在里面
Therefore when we look at the light from the materials we can also spot some principles involved
我们这第一要提到呢光有一个特性呢就是它非常的快速
First of all, light travels fast
它是一个非常快速的一种物质是可以说非常快速物质中的一种
And it's one of the materials that travels fast
那、我想、有没有人知道这个光一秒钟能跑多久啊
Do you know the light speed?
我想很多弟兄姊妹的说、
啊、A lot of people know, I believe
啊，对185,000
185,000 kilo mileage per
185,000英里它就可以跑这么快
per second、
对
per second
那就是说可以绕地球七圈半或八圈
means they can circle the earth 7.5 times
那就是说你我们可以想象到那个光是多么快速的
so you can imagine how fast light travels
这个光的快速呢就和我们先来想就我们坐飞机我们说有超音速啊这没有超光速对不对
And、you heard about airplane travel beyond the speed of sound but you never heard of any plane travel beyond the speed of light
超光速那是人不能忍受的对不对
Well if that's the case we will never、survive that kind of flight
所以呢光呢它的本性呢是一个就是说它的果效是非常快速的
Therefore the one nature about light is it's fast
我们知道这个若要赶走黑暗的话呢最好的方法是怎么样
What is the best way to cast out darkness? To turn on the light
对啊对就只要让光一进来立刻黑暗就走了
As soon as light comes in, darkness is all gone
所以你知道它的果效是立刻的
And you know it's very effective and very immediate
不要等的
You don't have to wait
我想我们一开开关灯就来了对不对
The moment you turn the light switch, light comes in
好像不是要你开了开关等很久才亮
You don't have to turn on the light switch and wait for a while then the light comes in
所以我们若要一个房间充满亮光最好做的一件事就是立刻开门
In order to fill a room with light the first thing you do is open the door
或者拉开窗帘
or open the curtain
整个的光就进来了
then the light can come in
有一个小孩子、晚上、睡觉一个人睡在一个房间里面
There was this child sleeping alone in his room
那个、外面呢就有一棵大树
And there was this huge tree outside his window
那个晚上的时候呢就风很大
And at night the wind blows strong
所以这个那个你知道大树在窗前啊风很大的时候那个看到的影子是怎么样状况、啊、
And you can imagine the shadow from the tree by the window at night
张牙舞爪的怪物
It's like a monster outside your window at night
所以他一在那个窗口啊就这样子张牙舞爪那孩子越看越害怕
And the more the child looked at the window the image on the window the more scared he became
等到他一直忍耐忍到不能忍到就大喊起来
And finally he couldn't take anymore so he cried out
他就大叫爸爸
And said daddy
好，这爸爸一来就光线就来了。
And the moment daddy comes, this
light
comes.
爸爸一来、
in.
开了关，跟着开关。
Because he comes in and turn on the light.
所有的光就充满了房间。
And the light just filled the whole room.
怪物就跑掉了。
And the monster will escape.
所以弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在我们里面就是这样生命之光。
And dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is just like that when he comes into our life.
任何时候你觉得黑暗笼罩你，恐惧笼罩你的时候，只要呼喊耶稣的名，他的光一进来，黑暗就出去了。
Anytime you feel you're overshadowed by fear or darkness, just cry out to the Lord, and he will immediately come into your heart.
所以要怎样跟随耶稣这世界的光呢？
How do we follow Jesus, the light of the world?
就是你可以呼喊他的名。
It's that you can always cry out to him.
你就不在黑暗里走，就在光明中。
Then you no longer stay in the darkness, but you will end up walking in the light.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要在生活中常常呼喊耶稣。
And therefore, brother and sister, cry out to the Lord often in your life.
让生命之光来充满我们。
Let the light of life fill you.
第二呢，我们要说到光有一种特性。
And secondly, I want to talk about the characteristics of light.
我们说光。我们现在所看的白光，它是一种混合物。
The broad daylight you look at is a combination of many sources.
对，谁能知道这光有哪七种东西在里面呢？
And there are at least seven components in the light. Who knows?
很多人都知道了吧？
None of you would know.
说说看。
Try it.
红。
Red.
橙。黄。
Orange.
绿。
Yellow.
蓝。
Blue.
绿。
Purple,
对不对？好，一共有七种颜色的光混合在里面。
Seven colors mixed up together.
所以当光进入我们的眼睛的时候
，So when the light shines into your eyes,
经过我们的神经系统
，Go through our nerve system,
你可以看见跟世界上许许多多不同形状、大小、颜色、距离这些的不同的东西。
Then we'll be able to see things of colors and distance.
所以我们可以看见神所创造的是多么的美丽。
And you can start to appreciate the beauty of the creation.
各样的花草、蓝天、白云、这树木都叫我们的赏心悦目、心里愉快。
All the natural scenery just make you enjoy very much.
若是这个光没有这种特性，我们看所有的东西就是黑白的，你想有多么无聊啊。
If the light doesn't have this particular characteristic, then everything will be so boring to look at, just black and white.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道神所造的东西都是美好、美丽、充满色彩。
And therefore you know God's creation is beautiful and full of color.
所以若是你跟随主耶稣在你的生活中，你的生活一定是多彩多姿的。
And in the same way, if you follow Jesus in your life, then your life will be filled with colors.
你就会发现有许多活泼的见证。
And then you will have a lot of living testimony.
你觉得主耶稣在你生活中那么真实。
Then Jesus become real in your life.
主耶稣不断地改变我们，使我们这人脱离许多捆绑重担。
Jesus constantly changing us and help us to be relieved of burdens.
使你心里充满喜乐。
And fill our hearts with his joy.
那我们再说第三种光有一个特性，就是它带来温暖。
Thirdly, is the light can bring forth warmth.
带来喜乐和甘甜。
Bring you that sweetness, that joy.
当这个世界在创造被造之前，我们说地是空虚混沌。
Before the world was created, Bible tells us the whole world was void and empty.
到处都是充满了死亡，充满了混乱，充满了一片的乌黑。
It was filled with darkness and chaos.
当神第一件要做的事，就说神说有光，要有光，光就来了。
Therefore, the first thing God did was let there be light.
光暗就分开来。
To divide the light from the darkness.
当光一来到的时候，就会产生一个，就是说，光是一切生命的一个来源。
Whenever light comes in, that tells you there's gonna have life happening.
没有光就没有生命。
Without light, there's no life can survive.
所以当神要预备这个地给人居住的时候
，Therefore, when God was preparing for man to inhabit on the earth,
第一件事情就是要有光。
The first thing he did was to have light shining.
光赶走一切的混乱，一切的幽暗，一切的死亡，下沉灰心。
Because light can cast away all the darkness and depression and death.
好，让这个生命在里面能长起来。
So that life can start to grow.
我们知道植物若是没有光，就植物不能生存。植物是用了光，光合作用来产生各式各样的食物我们可以吃。
We all know without light, plants cannot survive. Without plants, man cannot survive.
种子可以存在，但是没有光，种子就没有用。
A seed will remain as a seed without light.
所以光是生命一切能够叫它温暖，叫它生长一个很重要的元素。
Therefore, light is a very important factor for life to grow.
今天神把一个生命的种子种在我们里面。
And we all know God has planted a seed of life in us.
耶稣基督生命的光，它就是一个生命的种子种在我们里面。
Jesus is the light of life, and he's just like a seed planted in us.
但是呢，主耶稣也是这个生命的光，要这个光照耀在我们的心中。
And Jesus himself is the light of life.Of life that which wants to shine within us.
种子才能够发芽生长。
So that the seed can grow.
你看我们这里万物这么的丰富，供应我们这么的充足，一切就是因为有太阳光。
We can live on earth abundantly. It's because we have sun.
神是多方多面的祝福我们。
And God has blessed us many ways.
让我们四季运转啊，那春夏秋冬，叫我们丰收，叫我们五谷享受。弟兄姊妹，这一切都是因为有光。
God has given us four seasons and good time of harvest. It's all because we have light.
种子是一个有生命能力的人。
There's life and power in a seed.
有人问说，这个世界上什么东西最有能力呢？
People may ask, what is the most powerful thing in this world?
有人说是狮子，有人说大象。
Maybe some people say, oh, elephant or lion.
但事实上最有能力的是种子。
Yes, the most powerful thing in this world is a seed.
在科学还不是很发达的时候。
Before the scientists discover it.
那个我们知道我们人的这个头骨啊。是有很多片的骨壳骨头把它合起来的。
And you know the skull of man is a composition of many pieces of bones.
那这些骨头呢都缝合的很密很密的。
And these bones are tightly connected.
所以当科学还不是很发达的时候，人就是没有办法把这些密封的那个头骨啊能够一片片的分开来。
And in the past, man could not open up the skull by divide all these pieces.
所以后来呢就有人发现一个方法。
And somebody came up with an idea.
就是在这个头骨里面呢放一粒种子。
It's that if you put a seed in the skull,
然后让它呢有温度有湿度有营养呢这个种子发芽起来。
And provide proper environment for the seed to grow.
那当它发芽长的时候你就知道它就会让这个整个的头盖骨呢裂开来而且按照那个缝合的缝啊裂得非常的好。
So when the seed starts to grow, it will enable the whole skull to separate and according to exact location of each piece.
所以的生命的种子是有很大的力量。
Therefore, you know, there is a great power in a seed.
我们可以看见许多的小小的种子在压在石块的底下。
You can see even you put a little seed under rocks.
你可以看到那个生命的强劲和忍耐的力量。
You can see how strong and stubborn that seed can be.
不管这个石块有多重。
Doesn't matter how heavy the rock may be.
它一定能够从里面呢要长出来。
It can grow.
无论这个缝有多密，它一定从那个缝里面可以钻出来。
No matter how small the crack among the rocks may be, that seed can come out of it.
所以种子在里面，那个生命力好像是有一个不屈不挠的一个往前的力量。
You can see there is this persistent power within a seed.
它可以不断的根往下钻。
On one hand, his root can go deeply downward.
那它上面的芽呢就不断不断的往上挺。
And on the other hand, that the seed may sprout and grow upwardly.
无论环境多么艰难。
It doesn't matter how difficult the environment may be for the seed.
你看种子中永远有一个不屈不挠的一个强劲的力量。
You can see a seed doesn't give up. It always struggles to grow.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天在我们里面有一个比这个地上种子还要大的生命力，就是耶稣基督是我们生命的种子。
In the same way, brothers and sisters, the life of Jesus within us is a power greater than the power in a seed.
这个种子只要有耶稣基督的光照耀。
As long as there's shine, the light of Jesus that shines.
当它生长的时候，能砍断所有的罪恶锁链。
When it grows, it can do away with all the bondages of sin.
不是我们要努力跟罪恶打仗。
You don't have to struggle to fight against sin.
你只要有耶稣基督的光，渴慕主自己，让这个生命长起来。
The only thing we have to do is to long for His light so that this life within us may grow.
没有一个艰难的环境可以打倒它。
There is no environment going to be too difficult for Jesus.
耶稣基督是一个死而复活生命的总体。
Because what Jesus has is a life that rose from the dead.
没有什么艰难、困难，有什么重担、什么痛苦、什么罪恶在你身上，能够在你身上继续存在。
Therefore, there's no single difficulty or hardship or burden that is too big that you cannot carry.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要认识神在大自然中所蕴藏那个生命的那一个原则。今天正是耶稣基督就是这生命的源头。
Therefore, we need to apply the principle we witness in all the creation that God has made. Same principle will apply to us for the life of Jesus within us.
但愿我们的心更多渴慕主耶稣，成为我们生命之光。
The only thing is we need to long for Jesus. May Him become the light of our life.
不是你要来解决你生命中的困难。
Not trying to resolve problems in your life.
是主耶稣他能。
But Jesus is able to.
但是你必须要在里面渴慕让他成为生命之光，一直照耀你。
The key is we have to long for Jesus to shine his light on us.
光还有一个特性就是它直行不转弯。
Another characteristic of light is that it goes straight forward. It doesn't yield or turn.
所以啊，在圣经里面很多时候讲到说神有旨意，神有旨意，神是直行而不转弯的。
Therefore, that's why Bible says God has his perfect will and he does not change.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们是祷告主，求主改变他的意思，给我一些顺利的环境。
Many times we will pray to the Lord, says, "Can you just change your mind and so that I can have an easier life?"
神就是光。
But God is light.
光的本质就是不转弯。
The nature of light, it doesn't turn, it doesn't change.
一直是直行的。
It goes straight forward.
除非你放下自己。
Unless you give up on your part.
神永远不会改变他的旨意。
God does not change what he desires to accomplish.
当你抵挡他的时候。
When you try to resist God.
那你就落在黑暗的里面。
You end up falling in the darkness.
神的旨意就停滞在这边。
And it's like God's purpose cannot be achieved on you.
但他不会改变。
But he will not change his mind.
一直到有一天你自己再重新把自己献给主，向神敞开。
Until one day we just give ourselves to the Lord again.
光照在你的
To let his light shine your heart.
神的旨意还要照这个方向一直往前。
His plan on you will continue.
所以弟兄姊妹，祷告不是要来改变神的意思。
Therefore, when we pray, we don't pray to change God's purpose.
有很多弟兄姊妹说祷告没有用，神都不听祷告。
And a lot of people complain, says, "Oh, there's no point to pray because God doesn't listen."
啊，祷告很久叫人灰心，神都不理我。
And I have prayed so long and God doesn't listen.
弟兄姊妹，可能我们有一个态度需要改变。
Maybe we need to change our attitude a little bit.
神的旨意是永远不会调转。
Knowing that God doesn't change his plan.
所以祷告的目的是要我谦卑下来。
The purpose for our prayer is that so that we can be humbled.
叫我能够接受神的旨意。
And accept what he has planned for me.
当你不能谦卑的时候。
And when we cannot humble.
我可以告诉主说求你施恩给我，让我谦卑下来。
You can pray to the Lord says, help me to humble myself.
好叫你的旨意能成全。
So that your plan can be accomplished.
好，最后我们提到光有一个特性。
And another nature of light.
就是光是非常的安静。
It's a light is very quiet.
没有声音的。
Without a sound.
光是永远不会耗损，不会减少。
And light does not lessen or be exhausted.
所以光并没有一个控制欲。
So light has no desire to control others.
光是让你留在那个情形里。
The light will let you remain in your state.
尊重你。
The light will respect you.
但是它照耀你。
But it will shine upon you.
让你看见你的黑暗和错误。
To allow you to see your own mistakes or darkness.
好叫你能改变你的意思。
So that you may change your mind.
拣选那一个对的。
Decide to choose what is right to God.
你看主在我们身上的工作是不是这样。
Look at yourself, the work of God upon you. Isn't he does the thing that way?
主从来不会在我们里面大喊大叫。
Jesus never cried out loud in your heart.
他总是非常的安静。
Jesus is always very quiet.
主耶稣没有在我们身上有控制欲。
He doesn't desire to control us.
非要叫你改变来跟随他，勉强你。
He does not demand us to change to comply with His will.
但他照耀你，让你看见你自己的光景。
Instead, He will shine His light upon you and let you see your true condition.
好叫我们畏罪、畏义、畏审判，自己责备。
So that we will actually condemn ourselves for the sake of righteousness and sin and His judgment.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们当我们来到主的光中。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we are in His light,
我们求主这些光的性质在我们身上能显现。
We pray that the nature of light can be seen on us.
主耶稣爱我们。
Jesus loves us.
他爱我们，但他并不是要定我们的罪。
He loves us, but he doesn't want to condemn us.
他来钉在十字架上，赦免我们一切的罪。
He himself went up to the cross so that we can be forgiven.
但他最重要的是要来住在我们的里面。照亮我们一生的路。
More importantly, He desires to come into our heart and shine on the path so that we can walk.
改变我们这个人像他一样。
To change us gradually so we can be like Him.
所以光是有一个很大的影响力。
Therefore, there is a great influence of light.
但是你被光照的时候，你不觉得勉强，也不觉得他控制你。
When the light shines upon you, you don't feel being forced or He desires to control you.
所以我们一直觉得说主真是爱我们，从来没有勉强我们，等我们自己回转。
That's why we always feel that Jesus never forced us to do something. He always wants us to voluntarily follow Him.
所以光的有一个性质就是它没有声音，非常的安静，它只负责照耀，它不负责控制你。
Therefore, one nature of light is that it's very quiet. It doesn't want to force you to do us. He just want to show us what we are.
所以今天当我们在我们一生的路中遇见许许多多的艰难、痛苦、软弱、重担的时候
，Therefore, when we encounter many difficulties in life,
我们来转向主耶稣，我们来渴慕他。
Let's turn around.To Jesus and have a desire to know Him.
我们里面所有的黑暗、下沉、失望、灰心，就证明我们在一个黑暗中。
If you feel depressed or down or dark, that proves that you are in the dark.
这是一个警告，告诉我们说需要来得着耶稣基督做我们生命的光。
Consider that is a warning sign. This is the time you should come and look for Jesus for as light for your life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要很感谢主，是不断的向我们施恩，给我们许多的环境，让我们来需要他。
Therefore, we need to give thanks to the Lord, for He has allowed many situations to arise so that we can turn to Him for help.
所以生命能够，主耶稣的生命能不断不断的一直在我们里面成长。
So that His life can gradually grow within us.
我们说施洗约翰来到这地上。
When John the Baptist came into the world.
他说他不是那光。
He said, I'm not that light.
神的儿女，我们心中并没有真实的光。
And there's no true light in our heart.
不是我聪明，不是我比人家能力好，我就是有光。
It's not that I'm smarter than others, so I have that light.
所有亚当的族类心里都没有光。
All the offsprings of Adam are people without light.
无论你的教育程度、环境背景，通通都是一样的。
It doesn't matter your upbringing or your education background.
真正的光是耶稣基督。
Because Jesus is the only true light.
当以色列人在埃及的时候。
When Israelites were in Egypt.
那时候就是他说有一样灾临到埃及，就是遍地黑暗了，有乌黑有三天。
And there was this plague came upon the land of Egypt, which was to have darkness for 3 days and 3 nights.
那个黑到一个程度呢，所有的人都不敢起身，都只好坐在原地不敢起来。
And it was so dark to the point nobody dared to even get up.
但是圣经说到只有一个地方有光，就是以色列家中有光。
But Bible tells us specifically only one place had light at that time, which is in the house of Israel.
这个就是说到今天这个世界
that tells us,
全地都是这样的黑暗。
In this world, everywhere is dark.
人犯罪没有感觉。
People were sin without feeling guilty.
人做许多罪恶的事，觉得这是我正常的生活。
People would do many evil things, and they were considered that's normal.
昨天晚上我去参加一个聚会，有个弟兄做见证。
Last night I went to this meeting and a brother testified.
他说了一句话，我觉得很有意思。
He said something very interesting.
他说这个世界已经人了，就许许多多的不正常了。
He said there are so many abnormalities in this world.
结果正常的情况，他们来看来反而不正常。
Therefore, when you are normal, people regard you abnormal.
他就举了一个例子。
So he gave an example.
他说我认识的朋友很多都离婚四五次了。
He said all my friends, many of my friends have divorced at least 4 or 5 times.
啊，然后天天夫妻吵架。
And or they quarrel all the time.
他说我跟我妻子啊，就是现在以前当然也吵架，没有信主啊。
Yes, before I became a Christian, I quarrel a lot with my wife.
现在我们越来越相爱，越来越好啊。
But now we love each other more and more.
我每次跟他们跟我朋友讲到这些见证呢、啊。
So when I try to share with them my testimony,
他们都有很奇怪的眼光看我。
They look at me like I'm weird.
啊，你还是同样的太太啊。
You still had the same woman as your wife?
他们都觉得这种变得很不正常啊。
They regard me very abnormal.
所以这个世界你可以看见已经黑暗到何种程度。
You can see how dark the world has become.
所以我们要求主怜悯我们。
So we need to ask the Lord have mercy.
只有以色列家中有光。
At that time, only the house of Israelite has light.
那光是耶稣基督，不是你和我。
And that light is not you or me, it's Jesus.
所以使徒约翰说，我是为光来做见证，我不是那光。
That's why John the Baptist says, I'm here to be a witness of light.
我做见证是叫人看见了我，因此可以相信接受这光。
I testify so that people see me can believe in this light.
所以弟兄姊妹，你的思想意念，你的行为是为人，你的家庭，你的工作态度是何等的重要。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you know how important your words, deeds, and your behavior are.
我们刚刚说光不是说很多话的，光是很安静。
Remember, light is very quiet.
所以并不是你要一天到晚要说很多的话告诉人家。
So I'm not saying go around and tell people with your words.
当然这是很重要。
Yes, that is important to tell.
但是光有一个性质是非常的安静，而且是没有声音的。
One nature of light is it's very quiet.
它有一个很大的影响力是照耀。
Yet has a great impact on others because it shines.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是怎么样的一个光景，就是说明这个光能不能照耀出去。
Therefore, our condition will determine whether our light can shine.
这个影响力要在我们身上出去。
And this impact has to be seen through us.
这是光的特性。
And because that's the nature of light.
不是要一天到晚跟人家说你要来听，你要来听，要抓住别人，要控制别人，不是这样。
Not try to grab people into church or try to control people.
不是要勉强别人来信耶稣。
Don't force people to believe in Jesus.
光不勉强人，是照耀人。
Light doesn't force, light shines.
那所以我们说在圣经里面有说到月亮和星星。
In the Bible, it also talks about moon and stars.
太阳我们都知道，差不多我们可以说物质光的源头就是太阳。
We all know about the sun is the source of all life on earth.
那也说到月亮啊，星星啊，我们知道它们本身不发光的。
You also know that moon and stars, they don't shine on their own.
它们是怎么样有光的呢？
How come they appear to have light?
谁知道？
Who knows?
有人知道吧？不会被我们知道吧？
Reflection.
啊，我们有很多学科学的在这边吧。他们有光是因为反射光，对不对？
They have light because they reflect the light.
嗯，就像我们今天开车啊，我们有那个反射镜，对不对？
Just like you have a rear mirror in your car.
你看不见你后面，但是有这个镜子把光一折射来看到，你就看到后面有没有车。
When you drive, you can't see what's behind you, but through the reflection mirror, you can see it.
所以月亮和星星在圣经里面就是代表教会和神的儿女。
Therefore, moon and stars in the Bible represent church and God's children.
我们本身是没有光的。
Because we are not the source of light.
但是我们接受了阳光以后，我们就有反射的能力。
But because we have received the light, so we can reflect it.
月亮星星接受太阳的光，反射出光来。
The moon and stars can reflect the light through the light of the sun.
神的儿女是接受耶稣基督的光，反射到世界上。
Same way with the children of God, we receive the light of Jesus, and we can shine forth in the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在地上是做光的见证人。
Therefore, we are on earth witnesses to the light.
不是你努力要做的什么好。
Not that we strive to be the light.
不是我们要学做我们有好行为。
Or learn to have good deeds to be that light.
你只要把你的心向主敞开。
Just Turn your heart toward the Lord. Open up.
让这个光光照你。
To allow His light to shine.
自然就有光会反射出来。
Then you will naturally reflect Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们读主的话，来聚会，来亲近主，都是接受光的一个路。
Therefore, coming to the church meetings or read the Word of God on your own, that are all the ways you can have to come close to the light.
所以我们要带着一个渴慕的心、来读主的话语。
Therefore, when you read the Bible, read with a longing heart.
求主借着主的光、主的话来光照我的生
命。Ask the Lord to shine His light in me through His words.
我来亲近说主啊，我真的需要你，我这里面很多黑暗，脾气都改不了，求你光照我，指示我。
Or just come and pray to Him, say, Lord, you know, I have all these problems, I have ill temper, I can't change myself.Please help me.
我知道我很多的毛病，但我就是改不了啊。
I know I have all kinds of problems, but I don't know how to change myself.
主耶稣，我需要你啊。
Jesus, I need you.
我来到聚会的里面，跟弟兄姊妹一同的聚会。
When I come to the church meeting with other brothers and sisters,
主就在这里。
I know the Lord is right here.
在波饼聚会中，我就一再的看见我是一个罪人。
And in the breaking bread meeting, I saw my true.Sinful condition all the time.
所以弟兄姊妹要宝贝波饼聚会。
So cherish the breaking of bread meeting.
波饼聚会是所有教会中最最重要的聚会。
Because that meeting is the most important in all the meetings in the church.
带我们来到十架的面前。
That is the time we'll be brought to the cross of the Lord.
看见我是个罪人。
To see again that I am a sinner.
谢谢主耶稣基督的宝血赦免。
And thank God, thank Jesus for His precious blood that has forgiven me.
谢谢主耶稣给我一个永远的生命使我不致灭亡。
And thank Jesus for the eternal life so that I will not perish.
弟兄姊妹，来到波饼聚会是一个最最宝贵，让我一直来再来温习这个宝贵的恩典和主的爱。
Therefore, it is so precious to come to the meeting of breaking of bread so that we can be reminded again the grace and love of Jesus.
这是你在家中所不能得着的光。
This is the kind of light you cannot receive at home.
当在我们教会聚集的时候，主耶稣特别喜悦神儿女聚集，他的光、他的恩典、他的同在是比你个人时候多的太多的。
Jesus loves when His children gather together. That time His light.His presence and love are much more than when you spend time on your own alone.
也许你这个礼拜是非常的忙。
Maybe you have a very busy schedule.
你可能没有时间来参加信息聚会。
You may not have time for the message meeting.
我跟弟兄姊妹说。
I like to tell you this.
我希望你来参加波饼聚会，然后你可以不要听信息。
I'd rather you come to the meeting of the breaking of bread than coming to the message meeting.
你看你我们今天是什么光景呢、
How is our condition nowadays?
波饼聚会不来。
That we choose not to come to the meeting of breaking of bread.
我们喜欢听道理，对不对？
We'd rather listen to preaching.
那你搞错了，你真搞错了。
Then you actually are wrong.
你若愿意更多在主面前蒙光照。
If you really desire to receive life,
你若更愿意知道主耶稣在你里面是活的，是真的。
If you want to experience Him as the living God in you,
若你真的是这么忙
，If you are truly too busy to have more time,
这一个礼拜你都非常忙
，You are busy throughout the week,
你可以什么聚会都不来
，Then you can skip all the meetings,
只来波饼。
But the breaking of bread.
知道这个重要吗？
Do you know how important it is?
你知道主多么喜悦我们来一再认识我们是一个蒙恩的罪。
You know how much Jesus wants us to realize we are sinners saved by His grace.
所以我们求主再来吸引我们的心。
I just pray the Lord will just attract us more.
在主的话语中间也说到啊。我们的它代表有两种，在这个马太福音说到我们一个是灯台，也有说照在是城。
In the book of Matthew, Jesus referred us as two things. One is the city on the hill, the other one is the lamp.
那我们知道说我们是有一个光在我们里面。
And we know there is light in us.
这个光呢必须要放在灯台上面。
And this light has to be on the top of the counter.
他说呢不是放在斗底下。
It's not put it under a bowl, but put it on the stand.
我们说斗有没有大家有没有见过斗啊
?Have you ever seen, what a bowl looks like?
我想比较年纪大一点可能还看过啊。
Older people maybe have seen this.
那个斗呢就是我们以前呢这个量那个米的东西啊一个容器叫斗。
It's like the measure thing that you use for weighing rice.
是一种木头做的一个尖尖的啊四面都是木头这样可以装这个米在里面称看有多重。
And it's made of wood.
那所以呢他说灯呢若是没有放在灯台上放在那个斗呢扣下来放在斗底下那就看不见亮了是不是
If you light a lamp and put it under a bowl, then you won't see it.
所以呢这个斗呢是一个很大的遮蔽
And that bowl actually becomes a cover.
那在这里呢说到主说呢我们是有光在里面
And Jesus says, yes, you have the light.
所以第一个我们要了解说我们真的是主耶稣光的见证
Therefore, first of all, we need to know we are the witness to this light.
但是我们常常有个问题呢就是这个光出不去
But the problem is many times that the light cannot shine.
所以主在这个地方说到呢那个遮蔽的东西呢就是一个斗
And Jesus says what shadows the light is called, it's like the bowl.
就是在我们身上有很多的遮蔽叫做光出不去
Therefore, many things in our life have prevented light from shining.
这个东西呢在我们里面呢成为就是我们里面很多跟主之间的过不去的事情呢就是我们的斗。
And what is this bowl? That's many things that we are still dealing with the Lord we did not let go.
比如在你心中在你环境中是不是有很多事情你觉得主对你不公平、
For example, do you feel Jesus has wronged you or has not been fair in many ways?
你觉得有很多的事情你有抱怨你不平
And you have so much complaint in your heart against the Lord.
你心情常常沮丧觉得主待你不爱你
You are unhappy because you feel the Lord did not love you enough.
你觉得你的家人跟你不和睦，这问题都是他们。
And when you have disharmony relationship with your family members, you feel they are always the reason to be blamed.
在我们的自己里面有许许多多的感觉和重担问题都成为我们的斗。
Many issues within ourselves has become that hurdle or that cover.
所以让主的光呢就不能在我们里面第一照在我们心中第二照不出去。
Which prevents the light of the Lord to shine upon us or the light of the Lord within us to shine out.
所以我们要在主面前呢寻求主。
So that we have to come to the Lord and seek his face.
有一个弟兄呢他开一个礼品店。
There was this Christian brother, he had this gift shop.
那在他的隔壁两条街呢也有一个人呢也开跟他一样的礼品店
And there was another gift shop two blocks down
那因为他们是同行嘛常常也有时候呢有机会遇见在一起
Because they own similar business so they had chance to meet
那他就发现呢他那一个那个邻居那个同行呢每次看见他的时候呢就对他态度很不好。
He noticed this, another owner of the gift shop had a very poor attitude toward him.
中国人说嘛同行是冤家嘛是吧
Because they are competitors.
对所以他那个人总是看见他的时候呢就不止对他不好话语就是讽刺他不然就是讥诮他。
And that guy always mocked him or say something unkind to him.
那他在他心里面呢就很过不去。
So he didn't like this.
他想到这个人呢就心里就讨厌他。
He really disliked that person whenever he thought about him.
那他想到这事心里就很烦在主面前呢就觉得这个人这是最好赶快最好赶快搬家叫他生意倒闭叫他赶紧走。
He was quite bothered by this competitor and he even prayed to the Lord just ruin his business so he can move away.
但是每次这样想呢心里就很不平安过不去。
But whenever he thought it that way, he felt very bad.
他想要怎么办呢
So he tried to figure out what to do.
所以有一天呢他刚好跟一个熟的弟兄在一起就跟他谈到这回事。
And one time he was sharing this feeling with another Christian brother.
他说我到现在还不知道该怎么办呢。
He said, even till this day, I don't know what to do with this guy.
我知道因着这件事我跟主之间呢就有间隔了。
And I know because of my ill feeling toward that man has put a block between the Lord and I.
我的心就没有那个喜乐了我常常想到他我就恨他讨厌他气他。
Because of my dislikeness toward that man, I have no joy either.
那后来呢就那个弟兄说好我们一起祷告吧。
So that brother says,Why don't we pray together?
后来呢主就给他一个带领
And the Lord showed him a way.
就是说下一次每次你这个你这个店里面若是货源不足的时候
So in the future, whenever you are short of supply,
或者是你的东西里面好像缺少什么东西没有得卖
or you need something for the inventory
你就介绍到你那个邻居那里去
you will refer your customers to his store、
嗯、所以呢、他就、照着主的话他就顺服主
so he obeyed what the Lord instructed him
所以每一次呢当他、有客人有什么、有什么意见啊或者是他不能应付的货不够的时候、哎、介绍那家那家你去那家看看
therefore whenever his customer wants something and he doesn't have enough and he will just refer them to that competitor store
久了以后呢、那个邻居呢就知道都是他介绍去的
therefore after a while this competitor realized what he was doing
就慢慢以后呢那个敌视那个仇视就没有了
and you could sense that resistance level decreased gradually
看到他的时候呢也非常欢喜也就是觉得说好像他不是在跟他抢生意啊。
And then even when they met, occasionally he had a much better attitude.
所以弟兄姊妹我们在里面呢可以这样的很小的事都要来这样祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, even for a small thing like that, we can learn to pray and improve.
你自己没有光你会马上知道的。
When you are without light, you know right away.
你没有喜乐平安里面烦躁不安你就知道你没光了。
Whenever you feel that you are without peace and you are so easily irritated, then you know you are without light.
所以第一个来转向主第二个求主来解决这个情况叫我怎么样。
And what do you do? First, turn to the Lord. Secondly, ask for his guidance.
所以呢我们就说这个斗呢是 你自己让它盖在上面的。
And so we're saying people,The bowl is something, if it bowls over you, it's because you allowed it to happen that way.
因为他说灯应该放在灯台上。
Because the lamp is supposed to be put on its stand.
就能照亮全家。
So that it may shine.
这灯台应该是一个高的地方。
And the lamp is supposed to be put up a high place.
你愿意把灯摆在上面。
And you allow it to be put on the stand.
你不愿意把它放在斗底。
You don't want to cover the light with the bowl.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里有一个你的拣选。
Therefore, brother and sister, it tells us that you have a choice.
你让让你这样的不高兴下沉灰心继续在你身上呢
You choose to let the depression or darkness to dwell upon you
还是你说主啊我不要让这个斗遮蔽我
Or you can choose Do not let this thing cover me Lord
我愿意只站在灯台上
I'm willing to be put on the stand
我愿意让你的灯光灯能照耀
I'm willing to let you shine
弟兄姊妹这是我们要做的
That's what we can do
所以在你每一个情况中你都可以拣选
Therefore in all situations You can choose
你要让斗遮蔽你你还是要站在灯台上
You can choose to let the bowl cover you Or you can choose to be put upon a stand
所以弟兄姊妹每一个你都可以做决定的
And this is every situation you have a decision to make
但愿我们不要浪费时间
So I pray that we don't waste our time
不一直要留在那个黑暗的斗底下
Don't choose to stay in the darkness
让起来要让耶稣发光、啊、
But get up and let Jesus shine
让耶稣出去、啊、
Let Jesus be seen
照亮你周围的人
To shine upon people around you
你家里的问题就是盼望主的光来到了
There is issues in your homeLet Jesus' light shine.
不是你要改变每一个家里人照你意思、啊、
Instead of to change every member in your house to, according to your will.
光是站在高处照耀人。
The position of light is to stand up high and shine.
它是那么安静的。
It is quiet.
是那么的、安详的。
It is peaceful.
它慢慢照耀人就看见了黑暗了。
It shines and gradually let people see their problems.
人就自然而然会矫正自己。
And they will make the adjustment accordingly.
人会来救光。
They will come to the light for help.
对不对？你看我们都喜欢光吧。
Don't we all like light?
当你在黑暗中迷失路的时候，你看见光，你有多高兴？
When you are lost in the dark, you rejoice when you see a spark of light.
人的心是愿意救光的。
Because we desire to come close to light.
只是我们中间，我们没有把光照出去啊。
The problem is that we many times we don't shine the light.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要勇敢起来为主做见证。
That's why we need to get up and be courageous to testify to the light.
除掉这个斗，还要站在灯台上。
Take away the bowl that covers us and also stand up on the stand.
站在灯台上，要站在高处，不让这个世界捆绑我们。
Stand high and will not let the world bind us up.
不要让这个属地的事情管理控制我们的心。
Don't let the things of this world control our hearts.
让我们站在耶稣这一边，站在高处，让光来照耀。
But to choose to stand by Jesus' side and let the light shine.
然后他又说到呢他说城造在山上
And he said we are a city on the hill、
是不能隐藏的
Cannot be hidden
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是有光的，是不能隐藏的。
We have light, we cannot hide it.
啊，我去年的时候有到那个以色列地去看一看啊。
Last year I visited Israel.
那在那个加利利的湖边呢、啊、
？By the Lake of Galilee.
那个湖很大，然后四面是环山的。
And that lake is surrounded by mountains, very big.
那特别是在晚上的时候
，at night especially，
有一两晚我们是住在那个加利利的湖边哈。
We there are two nights we dwell by the seaside, by the lakeside
你。你去到外面的时候，你可以看见那个四面环山，你就可以看一堆有亮光，一堆有亮光，一堆有亮光。
When you go out, because we're surrounded by mountains, you can see lights gather in particular spot or another spot。
那就说明那是城市，对不对
？That when you see a group of lights together, you know there is a city。
那个城市就是有。许多人聚集的地方就会有灯光。
Because many people gather in one place, there are lights.、
嗯、所以弟兄姊妹，今天教会就是城造在山上。
And church is like a city on a hill.
所有的人都会看见的。
So people can see us.
我们要让教会发光。
We need to let the church shine.
叫每一个神的儿女都要光要亮起来呀。
Every child of God needs to shine.
教会在这里是成为世人的光。
We are here in this world to become the light of the world.
人找不到方向，不知道要怎么往前走，就跑到教会来，那就对了。
When people are lost, they look around and they come into the church, then that's right.
我们都知道，有一本很有名的书叫做《游子吟》，对不对
？And there was a very famous Christian book.
那这个书呢，有一个弟兄叫做李晨写的。
It's written by a brother whose name is 李晨。
我们说李晨弟兄呢是在主面前呢是很难很难得救的一个人。
And you may consider this guy very hard to become a Christian.
他从前在中国的时候呢，在特别是文革的时候，他刚好在念大学。
When he was in China, when the Cultural Revolution occurred, he was a college kid.
那时候呢，他在因为这个那时候很乱嘛，就有什么不同的派系啦，就打来打去。
Because of the chaotic condition from the revolution，
所以他呢被对方的什么那一派呢，给他什么被抓去当人质，然后打啊。
And he was captured by the other group, and he was beaten up by them.
然后关监牢
，put into the prison.
最后下放到蒙古。
Finally, he was sent away to the Mongolian.
然后又被弄到河南的什么乡下做矿工。
And later on, he was sent to the mine to become a mine worker in the province called 河南。
然后又做很多的农活。
And he was in the farm all the time.
最后这文革过了以后，他才能够再回。那已经是这个人呢、啊，已经整个的人呢、啊、都变了。
And he did not return home until many years after the revolution, and he has become a totally different man.
我再也不会相信任何的人。
He said, "I will no longer believe in anybody."
我只相信我自己。
I can only believe in myself.
我们弟兄也真是一个很聪明的人。
He was a smart guy.
读医学方面读得非常好。
And he studied medical science, and he did it very well.
当然来到美国以后
，When he came to this country,
有人给他传福音。
People shared the gospel with him.
真是跟他真是没有办法讲的。
And you would realize it was almost impossible.
每次人家来跟他讲福音
，People will talk to him about Jesus.
当然，他绝对有很多的理由不停的反驳。
He will have millions of reasons to argue with you.
最后呢，人家都是只好投降，没办法。
To the point, people had to give up on him.
就送他一本圣经就走了，再也不来了。
And will give him a Bible and left him alone.
所以他有很多很多不同版本的。
So he had quite a few copies of Bible at home.
但他从来不读。
But he never bothered to read it.
人家去邀他去聚会，他从来绝对不去。
He will never accept any invitation going to a church meeting.
所以差不多来到美国十年，他都一点都没不要接受这个基督教的这个一些的交通。
And then so he refused to have any fellowship with any Christians even 10 years into this country.
后来他在美国读了博士毕业了。
So he got his PhD degree and he graduated.
那时候呢就在教会就有人呢就来找他太太啊来就是参加这个 读经班。
So some church members visit his wife and invite her to go to Bible study meeting.
他们都是不愿意去的，推呀推呀推的。
And both of them didn't want to go, so they try to decline again and then again.
弟兄姊妹，光啊，就是有一个忍耐力啊，不是吵架啊，就是静静的，一直一直一直来。
And the one thing about light is it's very quiet, but it doesn't give up. It comes back again and again quietly.
啊，最后呢，真是碍于情面，实在不好意思。
Finally, they just.Couldn't say no anymore.
所以那个太太呢，就有一天晚上呢，就去参加读经聚会。
So his wife attended the meeting once.
去了一次以后呢，哦，就觉得哇，她说去上钩了啊，被引诱去了。
And she later on described that she was hooked just by going there once. So she continued to go afterwards.
所以她太太每个礼拜都要去了。
She ended up going there every week.
她实在不能领会。
And he didn't understand why she's doing that.
不过他也没办法阻止他太太一定要去。
But she insisted on going back.
好了，那后来呢？他们那好像找工作的时候不太容易找，很多地方都没有找，都没有结果。
At the time, they were looking for a job without much success.
后来呢，就是有一个机会呢，就是明天他要到一个200里以外的一个城市去 interview.
And finally, he had this job interview opportunity, which was two hundred miles away in the very next day.
那就教会呢，有一对夫妇呢就来看他们。
And there was this couple from church came to visit them.
虽然他根本就不信
，even though he did not believe in the Lord，
不过人家他想说来祷告也没什么坏处嘛。
But he didn't mind people praying for him，
所以他好吧，那来就来吧。
He said, "Okay, come visit us."
所以呢，他们就为了他的工作来祷告。
They came and prayed for them.
那然后呢？他也不觉得有什么，所以第二天早晨呢，就开车呢去 interview。
And he didn't think much of it. And next day he drove to the interview place.
这条路呢是他开了差不多有八年、十年了，很多次了。
And it's a usual route he took in the past 8 to 10 years.
那这条路开的时候呢是朝东，所以有太阳照进来。
And he was driving eastbound, so the sun was shining into his eyes.
那常常他早晨出去开这条路的时候，都会有太阳阳光照到他。
And he knew that was the case.
但是那一天早晨呢，他觉得特别特别的不一样。
But that morning he sensed something very unusual.
当他朝这个朝这个方向去开的时候
，When he drove eastwardly，
他突然就觉得那个阳光啊，那个非常的强烈，像黄金一样啊，照满整个的车子，照满他全人。
He suddenly felt that the light of the sun was just so glorious and shining just like gold that filled his little car.
他从来没有见过这样的情形。
He said, "I never saw a condition like that before."
光照在他里面呢，就叫他全人轻松而且喜乐。
And the light is so glorious, and I feel so lightened up and filled with joy.
然后这个光呢，一直在里面持续了四五分钟。
And the light actually shone into his heart for about 4 or 5 minutes.
他里面就觉得非常的稀奇，很诧异。
He was so amazed at what happened and didn't know why.
这时候他就突然他心里面呢就有一句话。
And then suddenly there was this saying coming out of his heart.
那就是那一位弟兄昨天晚上为他们祷告的。
Which was one of the sentences.In the prayer last night,
说主啊，求你祝福李晨一家。
Oh Lord, bless the household of Li Chen, brother Li Chen.
让你的光照耀他们全家和他们的全城。
So that your light may shine upon his family and his journey.
当他一呀这样话来的时候，他就啊，他里面就说叫起来。
And then when he suddenly heard that, he couldn't help but shout out.
他说主啊，真的你在这里啊。
So, oh Lord, you are really here.
你真的听了这样的祷告。
You really have heard the prayer.
这所以他当他们当他这样的心，他就知道今天的工作大概没问题。
When he sensed that he knew the interview is gonna go well.
所以当他去得回来以后，人家很快就用他了。
So when he returned from the interview, he got a notice to go to work.
这一个见证在他的里面是成为他很大的一个转机。
And that experience has become a great turning point in his life.
让他的里面不只是说在他好像在头脑里面常常人说有神了哈。
So he no longer thought about God in his mind only.
因为很多人跟他讲了，但是他真是心里面这次叫遇见了神的光。
But within his heart, he encountered the light of God.
在他里面真的觉得说主就是那光照耀他所有的黑暗。
And he truly sensed that God is the light that casts away all darkness.
这时候他真是觉得说教会是何等的有力量。
And then he truly felt, wow, church really has power.
有背后有多少的人在为他祷告。
And there are so many people prayed for him behind him.
主就能够做令人想不到的事。
And therefore God is able to do things beyond man can imagine.
所以城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
Therefore a city on the hills cannot be hidden.
叫所有的人都在因着跟教授教会接触过，就要蒙到光照。
And people, because they have come into contact with church, they will receive light.
他说是看见我们的好行为，便将荣耀归给我们天上的父。
That when they see the good deeds of ours, they will give glory to our Father in heaven.
我们圣经告诉我们说我们得救不是靠好行为。
And Bible tells us that you are not saved through your good deeds.
因为我们得救是本乎恩，因着信，不是靠行为。
But by your faith and according to God's grace, not by your deeds.
但是我们信主之后，
But after we believe in the Lord,
当这个生命的光进来了，
When the light of life comes in,
我们就有一个活出好行为的一个生命了。
Then we are able to live our good deeds because we have this life.
那是我们信主了之后。
And after we believe in the Lord,
当这个光在我们的心中照耀我们。
When the light shines in us,
自然而然我们就有好行为出来。
We will naturally have good deeds.
叫人看见我们好行为能归荣耀给神。
So people will give glory to God when they see us.
所以弟兄姊妹在我们的生活里面我们有很多很多当你顺服这光的时候就有好行为出来。
So when we obey the light, many times we'll be able to live our good deeds.
比如你常常学习感谢赞美。
If you learn to give thanks in all things,
任何困难的环境艰难环境你下沉的情形你都学习感谢赞美。
Even at the most difficult time, you can give thanks.
你就看喜乐立刻会充满你。
Then you will sense the joy that fills your heart.
这时候你叫人看见你身上有那个喜乐人就会羡慕。
And when people witness the joy on you, they will have an envy, a longing to know your God.
所以我们的好行为不是要勉强别人来跟随我们。
Therefore, to have good deeds is not to force others to follow you.
但是照耀别人。
But let your light shine.
所以圣经也说我们在不信主的人面前我们要怎么样行为端正
That's why Bible says make sure you have good deeds before in front of those non-believers.
这样我们就好好行为就让人家看见了人就归荣耀给神
So that when people see your good deeds they give glory to your God.
所以弟兄姊妹我们的生活言行态度都是非常非常的重要
Therefore the way we live is very important.
有一个姊妹得救了她是脾气很坏的人。
And there was this lady became a Christian. She had very ill temper.
全村子的人都知道她脾气很坏。
The whole village knew that she was a woman had a bad temper.
后来呢这个她的名誉真的不好。
And her reputation really was not good in the village.
那后来呢后来她信了耶稣了。
But after she believed in Jesus,
结果他就在他家的门口呢常常传福音。
She tried to share the gospel with people right in front of her house.
每个人听见他讲福音人家都不要听。
Yeah, people didn't want to listen to her.
但是呢他就是站在门口照样讲。
But regardless, she will preach in front of her own house.
但是有人经过他就讲耶稣。
Whoever passed by, she will tell them about Jesus.
但是他们全村的人呢都还是很藐视轻看他。
But however, her neighbor just don't think much of her.
有一天呢 有一个也是他们的这个些村子里的人走过去听他在里面讲福音啊。
And one time, another member in the village passed by her house and heard what she was saying.
他们就有那个土豆就那个洋芋啊。就拿那个土豆就砸在他身上。
And he happened to have a potato in his hand, so he threw it again toward her.
丢他几个。
And threw a few toward her.
哦，他被打得头上都包。
And she was hit pretty hard.
但他没有生气。
But she wasn't angry.
因为他是脾气坏的人，大家都知道他会骂人嘛。
People knew naturally she would just be provoked.
但他没有生气那次。
However, she wasn't provoked.
他们都觉得很奇怪。
And they were quite amazed.
他就把那些土豆捡起来。
She picked those potatoes.
啊。然后呢过了一两个月
and put them away and then two months later
他就提了一大袋的土豆
and she brought a couple bags of potatoes with her
然后呢到挨家挨户呢去送土豆
and she went door by door to give out these potatoes
他跟那个丢他土豆那个人说
especially the guy who threw the potatoes toward her
他说这个土豆是你那天丢我的
she said hey this is the potato with which you threw it against me
我把它种在地里面
what happens is I planted in the, under the ground
现在有这么多土豆
look I had a harvest
分给大家吃、啊、
therefore I want to give to you guys
你看主是很喜欢祝福我们的
see God likes to bless us that way
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的生活是可以这样改变的。
Yes, we can change the way we live.
叫你所有不高兴、不快乐的事
，things that make you unhappy,
经过主耶稣
，once it goes through Jesus,
都成为喜乐甘甜的。
It can become something sweet.
那就是看我们是不是愿意让这个光照耀我们，也让这个光出去。
The question is whether we allow the light of the Lord shine upon us and shine forth to us.
主说我们在这个地上好像天上的众星一样。
And Jesus says.You guys are like the stars on the earth.
每一个人身上都有那个光。
Each one of you bears to a certain extent the light.
为主发光。
To shine for the Lord.
为主做见证。
To testify for your Lord.
叫你的生活生命更加的喜乐。
Then you will increase the joy in your heart.
主在你的里面成为你更加喜乐的原因。
And you will become the very reason why you are more joyful.
你才不会觉得你天天的日子过得沉闷而没有意义。
And then you won't feel that your life is boring and without significance.
主叫你的生活充满了光彩。
Jesus can make your life colorful.
充满了甘甜。
And filled with sweetness.
弟兄姊妹，我们来起来答应主这样的呼召。
Therefore, Jesus, brothers and sisters, let's just answer to his calling.
让我们成为灯放在灯台上。
Let us become the lamp on the stand.
让教会成为一个城造在山上。
Let church be a hill on, be a city on the hill.
让众人看见这光来救。
So when people see the light, they will follow him.
我们求主恩待我们。
We pray that the Lord will bless us.
激励我们更多的爱耶稣，为他而活。
To encourage us to love him more and to live for him more.
今天交通到这里。
And this is the end of my sharing.
弟兄姊妹，我们再来唱325首。
Let us sing a hymn together, 325.
In the sunshine, in the young of the day, your sons are the young, and those young saints are the storm, your churches are so cold, oh, the church, why, for the church, why, now a big one, shed it for the child,
姊妹们，第一节。在关键。Today, for glory is bright, then closely in the earthly sky, for Jesus is my Lord. Ruby drops shine,
let it shine.当我平凡山的左手前为谁在上心发笑脸只有他在我怀中在我魂间今天有阳光愿神世界陶阳更为荣耀神仙和神圣沿着就是这光，一起来，让这真光照亮真光。当我平凡神明来之前，被人笑过神仙发笑脸，只有光在我魂间。
我们一同在主面前低头。我们有祷告。
Let us bow our heads together and pray.
主，早间我们实在喜乐。
Lord, we really are rejoicing this morning.
因为你借着你的使女向我们说话。
For through your maid, you spoke to us.
叫我们个个蒙光照。
So our inner condition has light to shine upon us.
主耶稣，我们一蒙光照。
And whenever there is light.
我们就好像被更新了。
We feel that we have just been renewed.
我们一蒙光照。
Whenever the light shines within us.
我们看见我们对人对神满了亏欠。
We realize we are greatly indebted to God and to man.
我们一蒙光照。
And when we have light shine upon us.
我们就都愿意悔改。
We are willing to repent.
耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你就是那光
For you are that light
远胜日月星光
Much greater beyond the light of sun, moon, and
stars 光照在我们里面
And this light shines within us
叫我们的生命
Will give us life
叫我们有力量
And give us strength
叫我们能看见
And help us to see
主耶稣，但愿早上借着你使女向全教会说话。
And we pray the words you spoke through your maid will speak to all members in the church.
叫我们时时刻刻愿意蒙光照。
So that we are willing to have light shine upon us every moment.
因着你的光照，我们能够成为世上的光。
So that we may become the light of this world.
因着你的光照，我们能够将你的荣耀反射出去。
And we can reflect your light into the world.
愿你亲自祝福早间的信息。
Bless the message you have given us.
成为我们一生的帮助。
To become our lifetime help.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.感谢主，我放眼一看，今天没有新来的。
最后一位。